The latest poll shows that the majority of Americans say that Donald Trump is focused on the wrong priorities and not the priorities he was elected to fix. This is Bob Barney with The Plain Truth Today, and this show is about Greenland, Donald Trump, the new presidency of Donald Trump 2.0, and the things that I think are going wrong. And I know people will tell me, especially the ever-Trumpers out there who always find to make excuses, that these polls are not trustworthy, they've never been trustworthy. Well, they always seem to believe the polls when it says that Donald Trump is popular or if Donald Trump's program has got support. In the early administration this time around in February, for example, of 2025, when it was reported that 80% of Americans favored the closing of the border with Mexico and that he was doing a good job on immigration, everybody, including every Republican, Donald Trump himself, the White House, and all the ever-Trumpers quoted those polls how much the American people loved his policies of closing the border. And that's easy to believe because everybody was happy, except for a few communist Democrats, of course. Everybody was happy when the borders got closed because open borders that Joe Biden did brought not only illegals into this country, it brought illegal criminals, and worst of all, it brought in thousands of terrorists, probably Iranian, Iraqi, you name it, ISIS, Hamas terrorists into the United States, where some reports say there's over 1,000 terrorist cells working in the United States right now that could be unleashed on America rather quickly if we have a contention with Iran or one of the Middle Eastern countries, or we side too much with Israel somewhere or another. Another report which is going up on The Plain Truth is one that's very shocking. We're going to have it this week. But it's very shocking because it seems, and this was a CBN, that's an old Pat Robertson network, a CBN thing, is many Christians now that supported Donald Trump, evangelical Christians, I should say, the people who believe falsely, falsely, that Ezekiel 37 and Ezekiel 38 came true with the emergence of a state of Israel in 1948. And that is only because no one seems to understand who Israel really is and who the Jews are. The Jews are a part of the Israeli population. There were 12 tribes, I explain this all the time, of Israel, and the Jewish tribe is one of them. And the other tribes got their identity of Israel because that name went to the tribe of Joseph and then to the tribe of Ephraim, one of two sons of Joseph. And so it became 13 tribes. We get into this, you can read this on The Plain Truth. But the truth is, Israel is not in existence yet as Israel. That country that's called itself Israel is really should be called Judah. And that is what it's called in the Bible. Go to the Bible, you're going to see there's two, after Solomon, there became two nations. There became the nation of Israel and the nation of Judah, which are the Jews. You can see it for yourself. You don't have to listen to me. Just read it for yourself. You read Ezekiel, and you also read where Ezekiel says, and after the millennium, by the way, God is going to take the stick that says Judah, Jews, and the stick that says Ephraim in Israel, America, England, France, Europe, that's lost Israel, and he's going to stick them together and make them one nation again. And that doesn't happen until after the tribulation, after the millennium, and until the new age comes when God the Father lives with us. Read the Bible. It's there. Everybody doesn't want to see that. But anyway, get back to my subject. CBN did a report about how evangelicals are abandoning Donald Trump in droves because he promised always to defend Israel. And this time around, let's go back. First time around, Trump 1.0, we moved the embassy to Jerusalem as he promised. Every other president promised to do that, to get the Jewish and evangelical vote, but no one ever did. Donald Trump did do it. He really was instrumental in the Abraham Accords, which were great peace accords between Saudi Arabia and Israel, namely. And 2.0 Donald Trump comes, and when things don't go the way he wants them, i.e. he did not get a Nobel Peace Prize for Middle East peace, because everything Donald Trump has done in the Middle East this time around has backfired. I told you the Iranian raid on the nuke sites backfired. They did. That's why they're within months again from having a nuclear bomb, according to Donald Trump's own administration. So now we're talking about bombing them again. It's almost ridiculous. He claims and he touted this great peace deal between Hamas and Israel for Gaza. No such thing. Read the Daily Mail every day, or better yet, read the Plain Truth and the Plain Truth message board, and you'll have weekly updates how there is still fighting and going on in Gaza, and there is no peace going on there. It's just a smoke and mirror show. So we get to this idea where evangelicals now are listening to Donald Trump starting to blame Israel for the problems in the Middle East. He has been all over Netanyahu, blaming him for not having a better deal with Hamas. Now he's talking about a two-state solution. Now he's talking about there has to be a nation of Palestine. He's changing his words a little at a time. I haven't seen anything he said personally that I disagree with, by the way. I just want to say this. I'm going at a different point here. I'm saying he's losing his support, which most people don't think he is. So what you have is these evangelical Christians who think that Israel, and it's the wrong name, the Jews of Israel, cannot do anything wrong, that we have to, the Bible commands us to follow them no matter what they do and support them, and it is not everywhere found in the Bible. Do you know, by the way, in the Bible, in the second book of Kings, you can find a passage where it says that the kingdom of Israel is at war with the Jewish kingdom to this day? That the Jews were fighting Israel? Yeah, you know, that's in the Bible. Just think I throw that out there. But anyway, these evangelicals' perceptions, reality, they think Israel is the rebirth of the nation of Israel, which was prophesied throughout the Old Testament. Hasn't happened yet. Will not happen until Christ returns, until after Christ returns. But anyway, that's what they think. So their support of Donald Trump is waning. And according to the CBN show, waning a lot. And that should be disturbing to Republicans. Donald Trump doesn't care. He's not running again. He's trying to make a legacy for himself. He doesn't care what happens to you, me, or anybody else. He wants to put Donald Trump on coins. He wants to put Donald Trump now on a credit card. You see, he comes out and he tells banks they have to lower the interest rates to 10%. And at the same time, he wants them to make a Donald Trump gold credit card that caps interest rates at 10%, a special credit card with his face on it and his name. It's nonsense. It's absolutely megalomania. But anyway, going back, what happens when you put the credit cards at 10%? Well, I'll tell you what happens. I actually think it would be a great idea. Donald Trump doesn't know why it would be a great idea. He don't have a clue that what it would really do to the economy, but it would actually make the economy better in a way, because the people who can't pay off their credit card debt every month are the people that shouldn't have credit cards in the first place. And by lowering the interest rates to 10%, credit card companies are going to dry up credit. They're not going to allow anybody with a score under 750 to have a credit card. And millions and tens of millions, probably 100 million Americans, would lose their credit cards. Here's the second thing that would happen. Because the banks can't make money off credit cards, which is probably 80, 85% of their total revenue, they're going to then have to find ways to make money elsewhere. Now, people think about mortgage rates. Well, banks make about 2%, if they're lucky, on a mortgage rate. They have to borrow the money from the Fed, and then they have to give it to you for 30 years, and then they make 1% or 2%. So they have, you know, $1 trillion or more in mortgages at 1%, 2% profit, where they have $1 trillion in credit card with an average percentage of probably 15 to 20%, maybe even higher. So they got to make up that money. So what they'll do is they'll add 4 or 5% to the price of mortgages. They'll add 4 or 5% to the price of car loans. It'll be the 1970s. And I'm talking about the 1970s before Jimmy Carter. Most Americans in the 1950s, the 1960s, and the 1970s thought that 7 to 10% mortgage rates on cars, on homes, was affordable. And it was reasonable. Why is that? Because nobody had credit cards back then. And they didn't realize that there would be a better way if credit cards came out and they could have lower mortgage rates, and it would help people who pay off their credit cards every month. It would not help the people who can't pay off their credit cards every month. But going back to the credit card situation, every other interest rate you can imagine would go up tremendously. And who gets penalized here is the people with great credit scores who pay off their bills every month. Anything they do mortgage, like long-term mortgages on cars or homes, are going to skyrocket. And they're going to go back to the levels they were throughout history of mortgaging homes. And I am someone who believes that what Donald Trump is trying to do here, even though he doesn't understand what he's trying to do here, it would actually help the economy by taking credit away from the people who can't utilize it properly anyway. I'll be right back. Hi, Bob Barney for The Plain Truth Today, brought to you by theplaintruth.com, the place to go to find out what's in the news, if God has anything to do with it, and if it has anything to do with you. That's theplaintruth.com. Go there every day. You have a message board. You can leave any message you want, within reason, of course. And your health today, you can read about your health and things going on that could help improve your health, what God thinks about your health. You got the main page of The Plain Truth, and you have these podcasts. Every day you have a podcast. Either you're listening to me or other people, other points of view. That's theplaintruth.com. Go there every day. You'll find a new source like you haven't found anywhere else. Thank you. We'll be right back to the show. So we're back, and where we were talking about Greenland is what we're going to really talk about, and Donald Trump's foreign affairs policies that are going to trash. But I started out because the poll, the latest poll out there, and I know people who want to blindly support Donald Trump no matter what he does, and I'm going to explain to that in a minute as well. No matter what he does, the polls have got to be lying, except when the polls say he's a great man. Then those polls are accurate. And I'm telling you right now, how you tell if a poll is lying, because many polls do lie, how they ask the question. This is how I know if polls are lying. And I would agree it's probably harder for others than me, because I talk to people all over the United States all the time, mainly business people. But because our business also does sell to end users like homeowners and stuff like that, we talk to a lot of different people in every state, with every background. Some are self-employed, some are employed, some are retired. But we get a pulse about what the people are thinking around the nation from those phone calls, and we have dozens of them a day. And I can tell you from what little bit I know and what little bit I hear and just common sense that these polls are quite accurate. I don't think most people who voted for Donald Trump, including myself, and I keep saying this because people think I'm an ever-Trumper. I am not, but I'm not an ever-Trumper. I'm only an ever-Godder. And that is, whatever God says is the right thing. And if anybody disagrees with what God says, they're wrong. That's simple. That's what I am. But I am not somebody who's going to blindly follow any man into a hellhole. And that's where this man is leading us. And I told my wife back in February, and at the time she didn't want to hear this, I told my wife back in February, this is going to be a failed administration. And I saw it within a month. I saw who he surrounded himself with, and how he, and not only who he surrounded himself by, all those billionaires, but who he picked for his cabinet members, all yes men and yes women, all people who will not stand up against him like his first administration, and allowed his ego to become megalomania on steroids, and no one there to push back. I guess one time maybe Melania used to, but I guess maybe she gave up, because no one's pushing back and his ego is just taking over, where he wants everything belongs to him. He wants to have coins with his pictures on it before he dies. He wants to have credit cards, as I just mentioned, called the Trump Gold Card, with a 10% cap on interest rates. He wants to have the Nobel Peace Prize. He took a woman's Nobel Peace Prize when she offered it to him because she needs his help to try to get back to Venezuela, and he kept it. If that is not the most one-sided, egomaniacal act of a person who just, I wouldn't even accept something I didn't win if I deserved to win it. It's just ridiculous. And what's going on now, and people who are making excuses for this just simply do not read the Bible. If they claim they read the Bible and you see how you're supposed to act, how you're supposed to act to your enemy, never mind your own friend, and we're not doing it. And what's going on in Greenland right now is the emergence of the European Union uniting into a beast government. I always knew that was going to happen. This show and this news site, theplaintruth.com, now for almost 20 years, have been broadcasting that Europe is going to be the final beast of the Bible. Out of Europe is going to come the Antichrist. Out of Europe is going to come the most powerful conglomerate of nations to ever exist. And they will control everybody but the King of the South, which is the Muslim nations to the South. But everybody else is basically going to fall in line. I already predicted that Russia is never going to be, this time around, any enemy. Neither is China. The two enemies of America and the world is basically going to be a rearmed Japan, because they're the military people in the Pacific, not China, and a rearmed Germany and all the power of the European Union. And with Chinese help, in my opinion, because the latest thing happened last week is China is forging deals with China. I'm sorry, with Canada, with Denmark now, with Germany, with Italy, all over Europe. China is the winner of this trade war. And again, I know people who tell me, oh no, Trump's doing great here. I mean, look at this trade war. We're costing China hundreds of billions of dollars. China is not paying a dime of this trade barrier war. No, the people buying it is paying it, either the vendor or manufacturer that is absorbing that money, but it's still coming off as income taxes, and the end consumer. So yes, we get let's say we got $1 trillion in tariffs. That would mean that there would be $1 trillion less dollars to spend by businesses in America or end users when their income taxes go up. That's what it means. And any idiot that knows anything about economies knows that tariffs bring inflation. It is like economics 101. Lately, you watch all these TV shows, says can't happen, it's not happening, ha ha ha, Trump was right. Well, we ain't even a year into this yet, and I see the difference. 2026 is not going to be a great year. And we get to this Greenland thing, a joint statement from Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, the Netherlands, Norway, Sweden, excuse me, and the UK said they stood firmly behind the principles of sovereignty and territorial integrity concerning Greenland, and in fact, concerning every nation of the world. I think that's kind of funny, because I'm going to tell you something you're not going to hear anywhere else. Denmark, Mark of Dan, the tribe of Dan. Finland, I don't know if they are part of Israel. France, that's the Reuben, the child, the son called Reuben, who, you know, slept with his father's other wife, Reuben. That's the French. Germany. Germany is the Assyrians of the Bible. Yes, the modern day Germans are descendants of the Assyrians that captured the ancient nation of Israel and took them into captivity. And they went through we go through this, and you can find this on The Plain Truth. They went through the Caucasus Mountains. That's where the word Caucasian comes from. And Germans and Americans, or I shouldn't say Americans, Israelites of the time were Caucasians. And they went in through the Caucasus Mountains, through Poland, and into Germany, and therefore into all those other countries. So Germany is Assyria. The Netherlands, well, the Netherlands is Naphtali, another tribe of Israel. Norway, again, Dan. Sweden, again, Dan. And the United Kingdom, that is Manasseh, part of the tribe of Joseph. So of the countries that are standing up against America, and we are Ephraim, by the way, in the Bible, for those who want to know, if you care. But all these lost Israeli nations standing up against their brother, United States of America, over this Denmark thing. And they should. But the problem is the real winner in here of all those nations I just mentioned, the real winner in here is Germany. And Germany is gaining power. And when the Germans have power, there's going to be a change in Germany like people are not being prepared for. Now, in the pages of The Plain Truth and some of these podcasts, we are preparing people. There is a radical right-wing move going on in Germany, and they are making it inroads every single election now for the last 15 years. And it's getting more and more dominant that Germany is going to turn on the Muslim population there, maybe not the Jewish population this time around. Maybe the Muslims will be their new Jews to blame everything on. But they are turning right wing and they're turning dangerously militant. And that is the future of Germany. And then Germany is the future of a united Europe under the control of the Catholic Church as its religion, and the Pope being the head of that, the false prophet of Revelation, and a person called the Antichrist, maybe an Italian, most likely a German, who's going to run the whole thing and beat everyone he goes after. He's going to do what Donald Trump wants to do that Donald Trump can't do because the American Constitution don't allow Donald Trump to be the emperor he wants to be. I'll be right back. Please go to theplaintruth.com every day for your health today, for the meshes board, these podcasts, the main page of The Plain Truth will always have feature-packed stories, and, of course, understanding what exactly is in the Bible about today's events and the events of tomorrow. Read tomorrow's headlines today on theplaintruth.com. Well, we're back with this Greenland situation, and I will tell you right now, I think even those do-nothing Republicans in Congress are going to have a problem with this whole deal with Greenland. How in the world can you stand against a person like Putin and say he has no right to take Ukraine, which was a part of Russia for some 200 years, longer than some of the American states have been a part of our states? I wonder what Donald Trump and the ever-Trumpers would say if, for example, Mexico says, well, really, Texas is ours and we're going to take it. Now, we know Mexico can't take it, but what happens if they had nuclear bombs and they're threatening to send nuclear bombs our way unless we annex Texas to them? The ever-Trumpers and most Americans would be outraged, but we're outraged because Putin says Ukraine is part of Russia. And they have been. It's that simple. Now, I'm not saying right now we shouldn't maybe be in support of Ukraine. I'm not getting there. I'm just pointing out we are sitting here condemning Putin for what he's doing in Ukraine, and we are planning or proposing or threatening to do the same thing in Greenland. An ally of ours who's never taken up weapons against us. They've never had to succeed from us because they never were a part of us. An ally who allowed us to have over the years 18 military bases. In fact, we can have all the military bases we want there. They have licensed us to take all the rare earth minerals that we want out of there for just compensation, and anything else we really want to do there, you name it. We dropped an atomic bomb by mistake over Greenland in the 1950s, and we haven't found it to this day. It's a bomb that technically could go off, and the people of Greenland didn't get mad at us. I mean, most countries probably would have thrown us out over that. But that's a story. We had it up on The Plain Truth just a few weeks ago, the history story. A history lesson, because a lot of Americans need a history lesson, how we dropped an atomic bomb, a live atomic bomb, over Greenland by mistake back in the 1950s, and we have never been able to find it. It's probably buried under hundreds of feet of snow because there's parts of Greenland that are never Greenland, or never green, I should say. But here are some of the comments. There is a Daily Mail story talking about how Europe is responding to Donald Trump against what his take on Greenland. Here is the comment from the English Prime Minister. Our position on Greenland is very clear. It's a part of the Kingdom of Denmark, and its future is a matter for Greenlanders and the Danes alone. We have also made it clear that the Arctic security matters for the whole NATO and allies should do more together to address the threat from Russia than different parts of the Arctic. Applying tariffs on allies for pursuing collectively secured NATO allies is completely wrong. That's okay. Then we have the Ed Davey. The Prime Minister must tell Trump, this is a member, opposition member of Parliament, in no uncertain terms, if he goes ahead with these outrageous tariffs and keeps bullying Greenland, there will be no state visit to U.S. in April. The U.K. must not be a doormat for the extortionist or reward Donald Trump's behavior. This is the kind of things that people are saying. Now let's go to I always like to go to the comments on the Daily Mail, because the Daily Mail comments tend to be a little bit more liberal, but lately they've been more ever-Trumperish. Here's one that's a pro-Trumper no matter what Trump does. He's not a gangster. Obviously, somebody before this called him a gangster. And stop inciting hatred here on the Daily Mail. Use your words carefully, because we don't need another Minnesota on our hands. The Dems, the governors, the mayors are all at fault for inciting violence and this poor girl being shot. I don't know how they think it's a poor girl being shot. But anyway, then we have this one here. Trump is a sick, dangerous old man surrounded by psychopaths, which I think could be true, constantly stirring up trouble to provoke certain reactions and is going to cause his colossal downfall as our leader. Trump doesn't need NATO. Another one. They need us. This is an ever-Trumper. Like, we control everything in NATO. We control the whole world. We don't even realize we are 350 million people out of 8 billion people. There is another world out there that does not need the United States of America. In fact, we're going to learn that real soon, that they're going to be able to control events in the United States of America. I did not think, I'll be honest about this, I did not think that Donald Trump was going to be the president he's being right now. As I said, I voted for him 3 times. We gave him money in the 24 campaign for the first time. I was positive he was going to do what he said he was going to do. I did not realize that the first time around, it seems like, that the people that surrounded Donald Trump was able to constrain his egomania. Now, I've known people that actually dealt with Donald Trump. I know in the paint world, for example, a very big paint company in West Palm Beach was put out of business by Donald Trump, who bought, you know, $1.5 million worth of paint and never paid for it, and then tried to renegotiate the bill, say it didn't meet standards. And this is what he does to every contractor, his whole history. He's in lawsuits. If you know anybody in this business, especially those in New York, and I know several, they'll tell you his motive operandi has always been, you sign any deal you need to sign to get the work going, and about 3/4 of the way through the work, start finding fault, finding holes, and then saying you're not going to pay the bill. And then you go to negotiate it. And if you refuse, you go to court. He will tie you up in court until he bankrupts you. That's been his idea. He's trying to run the country this way. He's trying to run the world this way. He's going to find that it doesn't work like it does in New York City in Trump world. It's not going to work. We're going to be building a enemy out of Europe a lot quicker than I thought we were going to be building it. And I didn't think it was going to be us to do it. But it looks like it is going to be us to do it. And this Greenland thing is a disaster for American diplomacy and what we stand for. The people around the world, if you want to believe this or not, it's true. Most of the people around the world looked up to us until this administration. They looked down on us when we had Biden and we had Obama. I know a lot of our friends did, but the rest of the world was like, well, I guess America can be all over the place. But they never, never in the world, I'm talking about the majority of the opinions of the poor folks of the world, always looked to America as the place of God. It's true. You don't see people breaking the border wall down to get out of America. They're all trying to come to America. Now, you can say they're all coming for here illegal purposes to have, you know, prostitution and child pornography and drugs and all that, like Donald Trump's trying to say. But that's not the reason that most people try to flock to America. They flock to America because they think America is the greatest place on the face of this earth. We should take that as a compliment of how we have accurately portrayed this nation throughout our history. As Colin Powell said, we went through many battles in Europe, and the only thing, only land we've ever asked for was enough ground to bury our dead. We are not an imperialist, a colonial country. We've never been a colonial country. Yes, we got the Philippines from the Spanish-American War. We gave it back to their own people. We let them decide if they wanted to stay with us or become their own nation. And then we have the Philippines today. Guam, for example, decided to stay with us. So did Puerto Rico. I think Puerto Rico should be its own nation, personally. And I think it would be better for America if Puerto Rico was its own nation. But that's the plain truth, my friends. The United States is a nation that represented God throughout our history. Sometimes it's the wrong God. I'll admit that. It's the God of the, not of the Bible, but of false Christianity. But it was still a better message than we're giving to the world today. The people of the world today are seeing that we are being a monster, and that is not good, and God is not happy, in my opinion. This is Bob Barney for The Plain Truth Today. Hope you have a great week. Bye-bye.